Hello and welcome to another Relocation Next Practices podcast presented by Weikert Relocation Resources. My name is Tim McCarney. I'm the Manager of Marketing Communications at Weikert Relocation Resources. And today our topic will be appraisals. We are joined by Joe Palumbo. Joe is the Director of Valuation and Appraisal Management at Weikert Relocation. He is also a member of the New Jersey Board of Real Estate Appraisers. Joe, thank you very much for taking the time to be with us today.
Morning, Tim. Glad to be here.
Joe, one of the things that we hear about perhaps a little bit more these days are pre-purchase appraisals. Could you talk a little bit about what those are and what they entail?
Well, a pre-purchase appraisal is really an invention of the relocation industry to provide additional information and mitigate risk as it relates to the destination home of an employee. And the way it works is when an employee has decided on a home to purchase and they're actually gone to contract, the employer would then order an appraisal. That appraisal would be a what is known as a Fannie Mae standard market value appraisal, and they would hire Weikert to obtain that appraisal for them so that they are not in any surprise situation if the purchase seems to be optimistic or the property is an over-improvement or the employee is purchasing something that's unique, or possibly paying too much for the property. They do this for a couple of different reasons. One is, as I mentioned earlier, it provides them with a sense of control over what is happening on the destination side. And also, even though the employee is going to have a bank financing appraisal done, it does allow them to have a second independent opinion of this property, again, to mitigate risk, but to also provide them with information. Should this employee move again, they then use that appraisal, that being the appraisal that Weikert would obtain for them, as the benchmark and the basis for the loss on sale.
Well, now, how could a pre-purchase appraisal benefit both a relocating employee and the company that's relocating them? And from your perspective, do you see any advantages and disadvantages to them?
Yeah, Tim. Well, first we'll start with the employer. It benefits the employer because, number one, they're not taken by surprise in the future potential situation where the employee is being relocated and is in a situation of severe loss on sale. The second benefit to them is that there's no surprises. You know, they see this as it happens. The employees, however, may not feel the same way if, in fact, the two opinions don't agree, the opinion of the appraiser for Weikert and the opinion of the bank appraiser. Then the employee is feeling like they've sort of been shortchanged in a manner, and they may not be as eager to relocate a second time around. A unique benefit to this, however, is that this pre-purchase appraisal is usually ordered during the time of attorney review, and during that time, should the appraiser for Weikert come in at a shortfall, meaning the appraised value less than the purchase price, the employee can then use our appraisal through the normal process of appealing at the lender level to say that this property is you know not going to be purchased for the amount I went to contract with. I'm willing to make a counter, and I have an appraisal to substantiate it. Actually, they would more or less make that counter to the seller, not the lender, just for clarification. The disadvantage of the program and the timing of this all is, number one, it has to be done in a very small window of opportunity. That window of opportunity, usually, you know, a day or two before the attorney review starts, or, you know, once they have ascertained that the contract is, in fact, ready to be moved along. So you don't have a whole lot of time to be able to do this. And you could also get yourself into potential litigation. If you went into a contract and there's nothing in the contract about the fact that I, as a buyer, am going to obtain an independent evaluation, and if my independent evaluation does not come within, let's say, 95 or 98% of the purchase price, I may not purchase this. If there is no clause such as that in the contract, then you risk the fact that the seller will hold you to purchasing that property. Not often happening in the seller world. You want to move on and get your buyer, but that is a distinct disadvantage.
It's interesting how you mention the employee's feelings towards the process. You referenced it back there in your previous answer. When it comes to pre-purchase appraisals, or let's say any type of appraisal for that matter, is there anything that companies can do to better prepare the employees that they're relocating them or educate them on the appraisal process?
Well, when it comes to the destination home, Tim, or any purchase for that matter of a home, there isn't a good amount of education that can be spent on advising people in buying and not seeking the largest home or the most sophisticated property or the most improved property, which is very difficult because residential real estate is emotionally tied to the buyer who ends up becoming a seller someday and still has that emotional attachment. But I have heard of companies stating in policies that if you buy a property that has a golf membership with it, if you buy a property that is unique, you could have a risk with your loss on sale being capped at a certain amount, language of that sort. I'm not necessarily remembering exactly verbatim, but the education is basically be prudent, make a sound purchasing decision. Will be there to help you, to guide you along the way. Unfortunately, again, the emotional fortitude that buyers often bring to the table, it kind of butts heads with that whole, you know, be calm, be cool, calm, and collected, and make a sound economic decision. Sometimes it doesn't work that way.
That's some great information there, Joe. Thank you very much for your time, and we'll have you back again soon to talk about some more appraisal trends.
Look forward to it, Tim. Thank you.